Because of its nature, what is going to be very important is our physical presence, not presence by apologies while they will be accepted if they are bigger, but to want to see ourselves, all of us, being present. This committee is complex. It demands a lot from an individual. It is a committee, if we were in the midst. We say at lesser level, we might have been the third in command in the whole country. But at provincial level, we say we are the second in command because of its nature, its mandate. It deals with issues that cut across every department. And in the main, it draws its mandate from the community, political. And legally, you know that we have our own various legislation that you need to pursue to realize the service delivered. In previous documents, I've seen that we have challenges that we as a community have not excused, but go deep into those challenges and make sure that we resolve them. There are outstanding bills which we need to prioritize, which I will request the management to prioritize. The bills that affect traditional leaders and also affect service delivery. The other issue that we still have to clarify is the very question of public service and administration as to whether it's still with us in view of the renaming of the department. It was DPMG. Now we are cooperative government. What are its implications? It implies we still have to deal with public service, administration, etc. Then we have a mammoth. As we are speaking now, because of certain agreements that are not honored, they are applied. What are the implications? Is it an implication of legislation? If that's the case, what do we do at this committee? And the other thing that we need to do at this committee, which we need to improve, is this collective work with National Assembly Portfolio Committee, which deals with the very same issue. We need to meet with them so that we come with that program that will synergize the work of Parliament, instead of going there in different programs and sending different messages to our constituents. We need to avoid that. If we're dealing with one agenda of cooperative governance and it's the same, we need to jointly have a way or create a mechanism that would ensure that we if it is a visit, let's go together. If it is a deal, let's address it together. To avoid all those things that we have learned during the orientation, so it's to frustrate the things delivered. The other major thing that I see is that there are outstanding issues that are related to intervention. And the intervention in relation with Section 139. And that also affects Section 106. That says what is the view of the MEC in relation to Section 139. And many municipalities in the main in Eastern Cape, we have still an outstanding task that must be done. Precisely as we are speaking, in some municipalities there will be no service delivery as long as this issue of Section 139 is not resolved. And therefore we need to immediately go into the wheel and start rolling and make sure that we address those outstanding issues. It's very important that indeed, as I emphasize, our physical presence will assist. But if we would be members of a committee and cover apologies, sometimes take apologies, then we would be doing the same. And as a chairperson, I'll be left with no option but to write a report, because yes, we don't want a teacher-principal relationship. We would want the relationship of the honorable. And irrespective of the background where we come from, we have an obligation to sit together and resolve. Differ where we differ, agree where we agree. Because that is what brought us here. We have been brought by different mandates, and therefore we need to consolidate all those various mandates in the interest of integrated planning and sending just to ensure that we together move into the Commission of Parliament to realize its objectives. Definitely important. Maybe one other thing that we need to do is that we must not blame those who are not attending. Currently, I'm supposed to be attending this environment, but I can't because I'm chairing the committee. Maybe the situation is similar to others. Honorable, but what is to do? The management must make sure that we check and emphasize the point of prioritizing, where you are happy so that we need to be. But as long as we come across, we go on with or without total presence of wisdom. So compliance and availability to me is a point of emphasis. We need to be very much aware of that fact. So here today we're not going to discuss the nitty-gritty. We would want to invade a problem of the committee so that becomes a problem that will guide our presence here, so that we know by when what it is what we're doing and why we're doing. I think the why part of it, as we meet, we would always engage with that one. Maybe the why part of it today might not be that much necessary, but you are still having the right to ask the questions for clarity. So we're unveiling a problem. We can't start working without adopting a problem, because these things need to be recorded in our parliamentary documentation for validity and legality of what we're doing. And therefore it's important that we need to adopt this process and start running. Some are saying they start hitting the ground running. So I'll pause there before I invade the program. Is there anything that the honorable members need to express? Yes. And assist, when you express, you assist me in chairing the meeting. Thank you,
Mr. Chief. My name is Willem Faber. I'm from the Northern Cape. I would just like to start off by saying thanks for inviting us, so welcome by all the guys here. We really do feel welcome. This is our first actual meeting that we do have after we appointed you guys as chairperson. Then Mr. Wacky Watson and all the other whips today are apparently at a whip. Almost at the whipping, yeah.
Whippery.
Yeah, they're at the whippery. So all the whips are not present here today. if I can apologize for them. And then the second point I would just like to raise, as you know, all of us from the NCOP are from vast areas outside the Western Cape province. So we don't all stay here, and if it's possible that we can just perhaps have a little more time up front to know about the meetings. You know, I come, for instance, my constituency in the Northern Cape is in Kimberley. So I was in Kimberley yesterday. Luckily, I did book a flight to Cape Town. We only have one flight. You must remember that that's the night. So if I received SMS a little bit later yesterday, and the flight was full, I could not be here today even if I wanted to, because that flight would have been fully booked. So if possible that we can just perhaps get rescheduled a little bit up front, you know, that, that we can just be in time, because I would certainly not like to miss these meetings, as I believe to all of us these meetings are very, very important. And I don't know, should I just discuss, but next week I'll see in this program the 23rd,
20th.
We'll discuss that later. Okay, thank you.
Any other things?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other expression that we need? Can we continue?
Yeah.
But I would also want to welcome your input. It is very highly welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That communication. We need to communicate maybe 2 days or so before. Because also so before.
Yeah.
But I know how the parliament went. When I was in Limpopo, I received an SMS that I wanted to do that. But as the committee, at least let's try to minimize what is the bigger forces are doing, you know, so that we are able to do that. Is there?
Yes, sir, I'm going to the next public entity. I just want to emphasize this one. I know it's not to be. But that's for one, that the human situation, it demands a lot of work on assistance. It's very, very important. Even if you help me at night, so that, because I don't work in this energy, so that I can always try and be upfront. Because it's very, very painful to apologize for making once, you know, you don't have a reason, but that reason is because you will see they are definitely, for me, for preparing to come to the meeting. Might be between 8 to an hour to me, if it takes an hour to you, to me, 2 hours. So it is very, very important. Otherwise, I don't want to have a problem. Thank you very much. In fact, I'm so comfortable and happy about the emphasis that you put on that. For the committee to move, it's important for all of us to be committed. But you are affected by communication, then it becomes the one factor.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, thank you very much, I think maybe one would suggest that this committee, while we use the SMS, we must also just go direct to check members. Let's use the SMS to those that are used. But as small as we are, I think our support staff must just go now. We are in need.
Remember this meeting.
Yeah. Remember this one. The program, we have to know that we have it. But as the time will come near, remember, you know, so that if we have a lot of apologies, they quickly see how they maneuver.
Yes.
To be like that. But we wouldn't encourage that. Because this committee either is complex. It's the most, we are in the most demanding committee in the NCOP. It's like go by the others, you know. It's demanding. Oh, thank you very much. Can I then move forward for presentation of your the agenda? Assess them to the line progress. On the other side, we have your date, we have your time. Normally, I think penalty dog is a normal. Unless if there's an extreme thing that can make us a shift to 11 o'clock, like some of the issues that we are raising, our support staff must know that. We shouldn't say no one is available, but if they say we can be available at 11 at 10, let's take it. Let's take it, and then if quorum will be there, so that we don't miss the thing. So on the 17th June, it's today, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
we are supposed to consider and adopt the committee program. It's a program of governance, whatever. And then it runs 17, 23, 24, 26, whatever. So, can I go to the 23 so that we speak to that one?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. You see, we've got a bit of a problem next week. The by-elections, after the national elections, obviously all us that were councillors are being, our constituencies are now being taken over by new councillors and it's by-elections. So next week is the week of the 24th. Now, as you know, Kimberly is far out of here and I need to go. I've already got the permission from our head chief work and the DA to go to my constituency to work there on the by-election, which is next week. And I believe him as well, and there might be others from the other parties as well, because I believe, as from what I understand, the IEC, all the by-elections must take place next week. And I would just like to know if it's possible, from what I understand, I might be correct by some of the officials here, but that the recess period has also shifted to a later date. It's a little bit later. I don't think it starts the first week in July. From what I saw in the program, it's not the first week like the provinces. We actually a week later, and I just wanted to know if we can, perhaps if it suits the committee, then this 23, 24, and 26, which is next week, if we could just perhaps shift that to the week. I think the reason for this week, next week that was put in here, was because the next week would have been reset, but now reset has been shifted. So if possible, if we can just shift this with a week, then all of us should be here. It's just a suggestion, Mr. Chair.
I just noticed in the other hill. I also would like to help on that one.
Chair, I think you have mentioned a very good thing, that if the quorum allows, then we can continue. I'm not disputing the fact that they're busy, but can't we first check and all the program so that we see what are the conditions? If it suits, I'm sure when you compile this program, you sat down and considered very, very carefully. But now, if we just try to individualize, we have a problem, we won't see it. Now, I'm just mentioning, I'm not disputing your fact, but...
Thank you, sir. Sir, I'm going to talk to you that I think we need to verify this, because if you have a certain political party that will have to be a certain problem at a certain time, but not all of us, then it might be a little bit of a problem. The A or the interest are supposed to be better than the K, and most of other political parties are here, then it might be a problem. Why don't you say, because if all of us are supposed to be here, then because of the political work that they're supposed to do, at least, I think they need to see how do they work it out as a party, instead of thinking about shifting it at that one problem, supporting that you let the administration at least start to verify and better than the.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to allow so that you all express your view on this one. If I give a ruling, because I would recognize all it. They are very important. But our party work is mandated by at parliamentary level. But at heart level, anytime you can do whatever you're doing. But let's move from the point of departure that we're at parliamentary level. And if we make a ruling, it should not be at party level. It should be on commitment level.
That
would assist. And if you write an apology or whatever to our support staff, they would know it at that level. But know that the district and say the program stays as it is. Then the support staff will then interact with all members to see if on the 23rd the program is doable. If it's doable, we'll proceed. Taking into background that we are not at party way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we are at parliamentary way, and that is important that point be noted. why we note circumstance beyond our mental way to note that type of thing. I think we are agreeing that there's a problem that it is in view of those that issues that we face. But I thought I would take item by item as whether you gave an understanding. The 23rd one was about to be a report on municipal performance. We are agreeing on that. Municipal report may be as a background. We need to understand what is the general trend of our municipality, because our cooperative is cooperative, not only municipality, but in this case, we start there. Because cooperative governance says we are going to work as 3 years of time. We've also come into a situation where we need to understand the provincial report and even national report. How is our department faring? I think that is important. Therefore, we know that we are agreeing on the 23rd June on that aspect. We must understand that. And also, as we get this document, we would also have to understand those 5 key performance local government agenda. It's very much important. You are organizational development, you are financial viability, you are service delivery, you are governance, and so on and so forth. Those are major things that we would see. As we see the report, they will be looking against that background to check if where there is a need for an intervention general, either on legislation or general on a particular province. I think these are some things that we need to be understanding as we get that briefing next week. On the 24th, a briefing on section 139, I think I gave an emphasis on this one when I made my remarks. It's very important that we must move with speed on this one, so that we quickly address all those things that are facing this municipality to ensure that things deliver in time. Do we agree that we pass on the 24th? Fine. 26?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank the Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I just wanted to address the one of the
26. Okay. Maybe I made a mistake. I should have said I'm for the
Yeah.
So that we are beginning to know each other. Okay, Jasmine.
I'm Jasmine Kuina. I'm from the Ministry. Honorable Members, I just wanted to make a comment on the 26th. Because the department is supposed to present on that day. But it's going to be a difficult time because the minister is speaking, there is a budget vote for the Department of Cooperative Government and Traditional Affairs. So the minister is speaking on that day, and members of the department will be there, the DDGs and so on and so on. So it's going to start actually from the 22nd and the 23rd. It's preparation for that. So it's going to be a difficulty for them to be able to attend to the meeting. So, but we agree we need to present. The only thing is that the days are clashing.
Mm.
We want to present.
Mm.
We don't have a problem with that. The only problem is just the date. So I've just indicated to Moss, Chairperson, to say it's going to be a challenge. Because then we must present the budget to the NA.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But all the 26 are available.
Yeah, no, that one we are available.
Okay, then and squeeze it.
Yeah.
With the items that will be there on the 20th. On the 20th.
Yeah.
And see what we do on the 20th. We can't leave this day.
26 is on a Friday. Sorry.
On a Friday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's not on the Thursday. Because that's...
When is Friday? The Wednesday. When is Tuesday? Tuesday.
Yeah,
on the 25th.
So that one must change from the 26th to 23rd.
Yeah, 26th. And then we take that one of briefing from there, let's say from 14 hours,
okay.
On one.
1400 hours, 23rd?
From
14 hours. No, from 1400 hours.
Yeah.
From 2 o'clock.
From 2 o'clock, then we go there. If there is
to Kota, finish.
If Kota will talk to the chief, he says that members of the committee that are needed at F4. Because it's very important that we must go this way. And then we will see what we do on the 22nd. We can take one aspect, one item to the 22nd. I don't know which one.
Sorry, sir. So you were saying that when you said it's 4 o'clock.
No, no, the 25th.
Can this is?
The 25th.
I think it will be the 25th. Okay, but I thought you were saying about the 25th also at 4 o'clock.
No, I said nothing.
Oh, no.
Yes, I said nothing.
Oh, running 5 o'clock.
Yeah, take that one, the last one. You see the presentation on Liga's report and 5-year review to the 25th.
There
was 12 August 9th. That item, we suggest that it be taken to the 25th.
Of June?
Yes, of June.
I think this one is not a problem.
Okay.
Because we are not really directly affected by the.
And then on the.
I feel comfortable.
On the 24th June, is there any problem? No problem.
As I said, I'm just going to have to put in apologies. I'll put in apologies just for that thing.
No, if that apology did affect the committee, the support that must be, they will communicate with me and see what we can do there. But want to emphasize that the committee must work on
it. Yes, because I'm not stressed, Mr. Chair, you know. I really don't want to miss on these meetings. For us, it is so important, this work. As you do understand, unfortunately, we all got our political affiliation. But to me, here, I'm representing my province. And here, I want to do the best for the people out there. So that's why it's so important for me to be here.
Are you contesting at all?
Yeah, you must know we are in the minority, you know. Difficult.
I think I'm going to win an opposed.
No.
Alright. Let's finish the program and deal with this. In terms of the date we are fighting.
In Cuma. Okay.
Then 25th is that. 25th is that. 47 August. Overtime, this is in terms of 139 intervention. So those are your functions. Is it not classing with the constituency which you've been talking about constituency which
from what I don't know, the parliamentary staff would be able to help us on that. I know what they did is the constitution 21 days or what the recess period. For some other reason parliament, national parliament shifted the recess period, I think with a week. They forwarded that. But with 2 weeks. But the provincial recesses is like previously. They already start the beginning of July. So I don't know why we only start the second week of or the third week of July with recess. Usually it works in conjunction with each other.
Let's note that it will go to the border for customs, and then but note that there might be that choice.
Yes.
So that when you interact with the view and amendment, you also factor that into that consideration and have a shift. With whatever
things
that are available.
And that maybe, Mr. Chief, sorry just for that point as well, is that, you know, that the people that we want to might go and see at the legislators won't be there at that specific time because they will be in recess.
No,
what
I'm saying, but let's note that as they work around this, they will
catch up. Just that we know about it, yeah.
But in various caucuses, must also receive. Especially so that the research must also take into account the provincial research.
That's
so that we are able to have a dialogue with that issue. So this can be raised, the human will be able to deal with it at this level.
Yes.
Agreed. But, 11 August, adoption is 5. In the same goes to 12 August.
We put it we'll see what third, yeah.
We'll see what can be put there. But the point of the emphasis is that our management, they know exactly what are very, very much pressing issues. If we adopt, they will also make sure that there are issues that need attention. They will communicate with the chairperson and we see how to factor them into the process. So our program that we are adopting will be up to August. I think from there there will be another program continuously, and then we'll keep on doing that. But I would suggest that we must have an annual program. They must develop an annual program. I know it won't be scientific in terms of implementation, but it will guide. It will make us say this is the work of the year. So that we don't adopt a program of a month later on another program, but let's see what we can do. Is there anything on the road of management that management must also say something that would assist
you? Chair, all right, that means to say we are going to receive a new amended program.
Yes, you will receive amended the program, but in principle, we are
working for
work. We are not stopping
anything.
Okay. Yeah. We are going to work, otherwise, we can't work without the program.
Yeah,
so we work with that amended program.
That's for my further understanding. Say, keeping as you are going to interact and make the caucus with everyone, the content of the program will be adopted. It's not only things, because these are the things that will come to you and we are going to do. But in terms of the date, these dates might change totally all of them. In accordance with the consultation that we are going to do. But for us, it's not to have a meeting to discuss about changing the thing. So it will be your responsibility and
Our understanding is that this thing is set now. With the change in terms of content, as a result of the intervention by the minister, and as a result of the noting by the research issue, you might find that certain days might change. That is the money that we need. But I will be communicating with them. And I will also make sure that they should not only communicate with you by SMS. Sometimes they say, hello, how are you? There is this issue. So that we have a clear understanding. Somebody told me that the parliament has got the resources and those resources must be used. In pursuit of this program, I mean a telephone. So I think we're done.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Apart from this program, what you have done, the staff members, there's some information says that Alan is the such and for example on interventions, you've got the official notices from the provinces to say what are the problem statements with that municipality, that what has happened, what is the problem at issue, like, and then subsequently we have provided our own analysis in terms of the program and made several recommendations and observations, like, so that when we go, for example, to this visit, like, know what is the problem, what needs to be done. Equally with the meeting with CPL, cooperative governance, when they will be coming to do a briefing on the annual municipal government report, we have done our own analysis in terms of what we think are the main, that the municipalities have said in terms of with regard to their mandate. Those analyses are enclosed in this information paper. Equally, as I've said, on interventions, like the recommendations and observations, so that when we meet the department, when we go to the municipalities, we know what is the problem statement and what needs to be done. So I would suggest that we read the documents that are handed out.
Thank you very much. I'm told this committee is the university.
Yeah,
thank you. If we really put on the document, with things not next or at the writer's site, 6 to 12 months we might be different, like what we are today as beginners. Maybe somewhere, don't know. So all what we call is a commitment.
Yes. Okay. Well, last piece is also a suggestion out on our on the new name of the department that as it was promulgated on the 10th of May by the president, the change of name. So the department has gave a longer handout explaining their new mandate, so that our team as a new committee, we need to know what are the new decisions, what are the new mandates of the department and campuses.
I think to add to that, this weekend we are going to report Minister of Water here.
Yeah.
The chairperson and DOT, NA, NEC, and other relevant stakeholders on the very same thing that he's talking about. So, obviously, reports will always go across to the committee.
Okay, thank you. Can I join you to a digestive process?
No, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you, Mr.
Chief. Thank you.